Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
We all know cats are intelligent. Felix Cat Insurance was able to secretly record two cats on a hidden microphone. Let's listen in.
Did you hear the one about the three dogs at the park?
That's old, like four lives ago. But did you hear about the new pet insurance just for cats from felixcatinsurance.com?
Of course. What do I look like, a dog?
When you're coughing up a furball. Yes. Listen, Felix Cat Insurance plans start at under $1 per day and are as unique as you and me. They call it whisker-to-tail protection.
Even furballs?
Even that. Remember the last time you had a furball? I made a TikTok. It went viral.
Oh, well, that's good. Wait, you're on social media?
There you have it. Felix Cat Insurance. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Shout out to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. If you're just checking in following Monday Night Football, congratulations. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a four-hour show, though. Regardless of where you're at, what you're doing, I get started every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, is holding it down in New York City. And if you did listen to Monday Night Football, you heard the Chargers beat the New York Jets 27-6. The Chargers improved their record to 4-4. Meanwhile, the pathetic New York Jets, they fall to 4-4 with Aaron Rodgers in attendance. This was pretty bad. If you can't tell by the score, the New York Jets could not score. We're talking turnovers and strip sacks and drop passes. Aaron Rodgers looking miserable on the sideline. Even Zach Wilson rolling his eyes as one of his own receivers, CJ Uzama, tight end, dropped a pass in the end zone at the end of the game. Meaningless pass. It was just ugly. Just all the way around. So we'll talk about this momentarily. Zach Wilson just finished meeting with the media. Head coach Rob Saleh spoke to the media as well. Of the Chargers, who happen to be just a bipolar football team in a general sense, always waiting to choke away a big game, they're still alive here as we go through November. As I'm sure the Chargers will make things interesting throughout the course of the season. And the New York Jets are really trying to make things interesting, especially when Aaron Rodgers is still standing around. Let me be correct here. Before the game, Aaron Rodgers threw like a 55-yard pass on a three-step drop back. And everybody's like, oh my God, he threw a football. He was walking around without crutches. He didn't need to be carted around in the back. And so Aaron Rodgers still trying to send a message, not just to the team, but anybody who will listen and talk about it like me, that, yeah, he's ahead of schedule. And so we'll get into that momentarily. We'll hear some of the big plays. We talked about Keenan Allen before the break, first wide receiver in Chargers history to haul in 10,000 yards receiving. And then as we continue on with the show, we'll talk about some good teams. Now that this week of the NFL season is done, we did see the Eagles come away with a victory over the Cowboys yesterday, Sunday, and the same thing for the Kansas City Chiefs over the Dolphins. They got things started early Sunday morning. We'll hear from Bill Belichick. Earlier in the show, we talked about Caleb Williams and his crying. We talked about Jim Harbaugh. We talked about Craig Counsell. But first, let's talk about these bum-ass Jets as the Chargers wasted no time getting some points up on the board. Didn't come via a pass, didn't come via a run. The first points of the game came via a punt return. Take a listen to this, courtesy of Westwood One.
Gentle punt from left to right, and 37-year-old Thomas Morstead will get the belt-high long snap, and a right-footed punt is sent down the far side. Backpedaling is Davis. The catch on a squat at the 12. Breaks a tackle 15 up the middle of the 20. Breaks a tackle 30. Foot race to the 40. Down the near side 50. On the numbers, the 40. He's going to go. The 20. The 10. They'll chase him, but they will not catch him. It's a punt return touchdown. 87-yard return.
The New York Jets got the ball back, and they fumbled it. Garrett Wilson fumble, the Zach Wilson fumble, and then ultimately the Chargers got the ball back and they handed it to Austin Eckler. He was able to punch it into the end zone. Listen to this.
Second and goal. Hand off to Eckler. Following Everett. Hit into the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers. Austin Eckler put some punctuation on that run that got him all the way down there.
Yeah, and then we saw a bunch of ugliness. I don't know how else to describe it. It's the Chargers and the Jets trying to play football. And this is also equally as pathetic. The Chargers entered this game with the worst passing defense in the entire NFL. And the New York Jets couldn't do squat. They had Zach Wilson under their thumb. Eight sacks. It's the most that the Chargers have had in a game since 2016. And if it's even believable, the New York Jets defense actually kept them in this game, even though it was an ass-kicking. And then we saw a bunch of field goals. And then we went to the fourth quarter. And the score was already 20-6. And then Austin Eckler got the ball again to punctuate the victory.
First and goal in the gun. Herbert got the snap. Hands to Eckler. Knocks his way in over the guard. Touchdown. And that'll be all she wrote in New York tonight. With another short touchdown run by Austin Eckler. That for 2 yards. Earlier in the game, he had 1 yard touchdown run. And they cash in on another Jet turnover.
And then the Jets got the ball back. And it's like 30 seconds left in the game. And the Jets are staring at their own end zone. It doesn't matter if they score. It's just the game is over. And nothing happens. CJ Uzomah drops a pass in the end zone. And even Zach Wilson has to look up in the sky and roll his eyes. Aaron Rodgers standing on the sidelines looking miserable. Rob Saleh looks like he is grinding his teeth at how miserable they look. And so the game is now over. It's 27-6. The New York Jets are pathetic. Zach Wilson goes out there. At least he didn't throw an interception. A meaningless 263 yards. He was sacked 8 times. No touchdowns, no interceptions. It's just, I guess that's the bright side. Oh, yeah, that's right. He did fumble the ball early. Oh, that's right. He did get strip sacked again. That's right. Joey Bosa took the ball from him, and so did Khalil Mack. But, hey, the Jets' offensive line, it stinks. What can I say? Rob Saleh was asked about Zach Wilson after the game, and let's take a listen to this. Listen.
You know, obviously he's going to want some things that he wishes he could have done better. From protection to just a little bit of everything. It's just one of those bizarre games. It just every time we had momentum. Like I said, just a self-inflicted wound. Was it his best game? Obviously not. Was it his worst game? No. I'm not going to say it was even close to his worst game, but I think the entire offense, obviously we all could have been better. For sure. It's all of our jobs. No, it's all our jobs to support. It's to make the right play calls.
Well, do they trust Zach Wilson? He ain't protected to do anything. He holds the ball too long anyway. At least now he's not just throwing the ball to the other team every time he falls back. I mean, he got receivers. The Jets' offense is just bad. I mean, there's a reason Aaron Rodgers ain't playing right now. It's because they couldn't even keep him upright, not even four or five plays into the game of the first game of the season. And so what you want Zach Wilson to do? He spoke to the media, by the way. He just finished up. Listen to what Zach had to say.
We got to get things going. You know, our defense is playing lights out, man. We gotta get something going. We gotta find a way. And I think we all got to stick together. And I think we will. And I think the guys 100% have each other's back and 100% trust. And that's all we can do. Trust in each other. Keep working to keep getting better. And you know, this league will do this to you sometimes. So we gotta find a way.
The idea of going up tempo at times, and you guys passed a lot in the first half. Was it something that you saw from the Chargers, or was it how much of it was game plan design, and you know, what was the thought behind trying to use it so much?
Yeah, I think we do good in up tempo. You know, I think we've done well in 2 minute situations, you know, this year. So it's kind of, you know, replicating that. Let's get on the ball. Let's go quick. Let's try and mix it up, because we got to do something offensively, as you guys know. You know, we'll go back and watch and see how we did on those.
At least Zach Wilson acknowledged the work of the defense. That's the same thing that had him hated in his own locker room last year, saying that, I don't know the defense anything. Yeah, now he's smart enough to say, yeah, well, the defense is keeping us alive, and we suck. And at the end of the game, the camera, the producers did an excellent job by highlighting all of the defensive linemen and defensive players as they all looked miserable at the end of the game. And not just miserable because they lost, but miserable because the New York Jets defense does all of the work and the offense can't even score by accident. It's pretty miserable watching them go out there. And all things considered, when you think about total yardage in the net, the Jets passed for 206 yards. The Chargers went out and passed for 107. You think about the rushing attack. Chargers rushed for 84 yards. The Jets rushed for 64. The Jets went out there and sacked Herbert 5 times. And I told you that, hey, Wilson, he got sacked 8 times. And so the numbers would lead you to believe that, yeah, this was a blowout, right? But it's not like the Chargers were out there, you know, lighting people up. The Jets gave the ball away. Credit to the Chargers' defense. Bosa, Khalil Mack, stripping a ball from Zach Wilson. But the defense helped set up the Chargers for these scores. This was no blowaway, and then obviously you heard the first score of the game where Davis goes and scores on a punt return. It's just bad right now. C.J. Mosley, New York Jets linebacker, he says that, damn it, the way we played, we should have won, and they should have lost. Listen to how he said it.
You know, we didn't capitalize on all phases of our team, and you know, I want to say the better team won, but you know, we really didn't feel like they were the better team tonight. But you know, this is the NFL. It doesn't matter, you know, what the record is for any opponent. You know, when you play the way that we played, you know, special teams, offense and defense as a team collectively, it's not going to win a lot of football games. So,
yeah, we're not going to win a lot of football. Well, it's a miracle the New York Jets are 4-4. Aaron Rodgers could stand around all he wants and try to excite everybody. And oh, now that I think about it, he's going to be on Pat McAfee's show on Tuesday. I can't, what is he going to say? He's going to talk about how we need to do better and self-inflicted wounds. And then he's going to make an Anthony Fauci joke. I just know it's coming. 855-212-4CBS. Aaron is calling from West Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, JR. Love your show, man.
Thank you. What's up?
All right. So I watched that game, and it's one of the worst games I've seen, and I can't even remember how long, but there's one play that summed up that game. And if you were watching, did you see it was when they were trying to line up? Like, the Jets couldn't even line up without running into somebody. It was right before Eckler scored. Did you see that play?
No, I don't recall that one, no.
Oh, well, basically, the guy from the Jets was trying to line up, and he bumped into someone on the Chargers and knocked them over. So anyway, other question is, I just wanted to see what you think about the rest of Washington's season, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Aaron, for calling from West Virginia. What do I think about Washington's season? Man, can it end? Can they get it over with? Like, I'm waiting on this season to end so they can get rid of Ron Rivera and bring in a reputable head coach. That's what I'm waiting on when it comes down to Washington. And I know what they did. They had an interception and hung in there to beat the New England Patriots. But, man, I'm done with them. Washington is a second-rate team, and I'm not going to put them in the category of the New York Giants. But, come on now, it's Dallas Cowboys above them. It's the Philadelphia Eagles above everybody else. And then it's Washington a rung above the Giants. And so, look, rest of the season, waste of time. Get Ron Rivera out of there. Get Mayhew out of there. And let's see what Joshua Harris decides to do to move things forward. And by the way, I've also heard the rumors and Bill Belichick and Josh Harris wants Belichick to come face him. And then Belichick loses to Washington. And, of course, in the most Belichickian way, Bill Belichick spoke to the media today. And he was asked about it. The Patriots are now 2-7. They lost to Washington. And Belichick was asked today, man, are you thinking about your coaching future and what's next? And you would think that Bill Belichick was being tortured. Listen to this.
Bill, have you been given any assurances from ownership about your job status for the rest of the season?
Yeah, my focus is on getting ready for the Colts.
Do you personally believe that you could be coaching for your job this week against the Colts?
I'm going to control what I can control. I'm going to get ready for the Colts.
Just how has this season, you know, affected you personally, and has it, you know, enhanced or diminished your desire to continue coaching?
Yeah, I do the same thing I always do. I try to do the best I can to help our team every week.
And has it affected you one way or the other? What have you learned about, you know, yourself during a season like this, and how have you kind of evolved in any ways?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, Bill Belichick, what have you learned about yourself this season? I don't know. Look, Bill Belichick is getting ready to get on a plane to Germany. He's going to take on the Indianapolis Colts, and he's going to worry about his season at the end of the season. You would think he's being tortured. You would think that he's going to the dentist office. Pretty hilarious, if you ask me. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back on the other side of the break, let's actually hear from a winning coach. He can win in November. He ain't winning a damn thing in January. The head coach of the Chargers has spoken, Brandon Staley. We'll hear from him after a victory. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to say thank you for being on this show and giving me some good content every time I leave my girlfriend's house. Give me some time to chill, relax, and listen to some good sports news.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I know we heard from Bill Belichick on the other side of the break. Just sounding miserable as hell as he was asked about his job security and his future. He's like, listen, I'm thinking about the Colts. They got to go out to Germany to play them. They lost to the Washington Commanders. Shep, they didn't change their name. They're still the Commanders, right?
For now.
Yeah, I can't keep – I don't know. Commanders, Washington football, they just exist. Joshua Harris cleaning house, and we'll see what happens with them. We heard from Rob Saleh, miserable head coach. We heard from Zach Wilson, just a miserable quarterback. The New York Jets lose to the Chargers. The Chargers beat them 27-6. despite Justin Herbert only passing for 136 yards, despite Justin Herbert being sacked five times. It took a punt return touchdown. It took defensive turnovers for the Chargers to put some points up on the board. This was an ugly victory, but you got to take it any way that you can get it. And the Chargers now have a record of 4-4 as they get ready to take on the Lions in the next game. I don't think they'll be as lucky. Brandon Staley spoke to the media, head coach of the Chargers, and he wanted to show a whole lot of love to Darius Davis for that punt return touchdown to start the game off and the rest of his squad. Take a listen to this.
It was electric. You know, I thought we were connected. You know, he's got the stuff that's hard to find. You know, he's the one that deserves the credit because he, you know, he found the crease and he hit it. And then, you know, he doesn't need much room to finish, you know, those type of plays. So we got to keep coaching him, keep coaching with his ball security. You know, he fumbled one there late, got on it. But as you guys see, he's a special player and our guys are blocking really hard for him. You know, our return units are, you know, it's a lot easier to block when you know that your returner can take it. So I got to continue to improve, but it was obviously a big play for the game.
Yeah, big. I mean, it started the game off. And the way that the New York Jets play, you knew that they were cooked. I think so far just this season, the New York Jets have been outscored 61-12 in first quarters this season. 61-12. If you get ahead on the New York Jets, the Jets might as well be in quicksand at that point. They ain't no coming back. 855-212-4CBS. Eric is calling from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, man. What's up?
Hey, I was thinking about the Ravens and if they were actually to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. My thoughts are that the NFC representative team might as well not even take the field. And why I say that is this. I read today that Lamar Jackson is 18-1 against the NFC. Now, my question to you is Lamar Jackson that good, or are the NFC teams that far less superior than the AFC?
Oh, man. Man, I checked out. That was such a nutty question. Are you saying that the NFC is an inferior product to the AFC? The answer is no. And then to even think that Lamar Jackson would automatically win a Super Bowl by facing whoever the hell comes out the NFC is not correct, man. I think you know that, Eric. Come on.
So do you think the 18-1 against the NFC teams is an outlier and that's fixing the change?
Yeah, I mean, what does that matter? If he actually goes to the Super Bowl, look, how about he actually stay healthy to end the season first? Can we do that part first?
Good
and
point.
So if we get there, and if he actually gets to an AFC championship game, and if he actually goes to a Super Bowl, you want to tell me that if the Ravens had to take on, I don't know, the Eagles or the Niners, that we shouldn't even show up? Like, come on, Eric, come on.
Hey, can I say one thing about Harbaugh real quick?
Not yet. What you been doing tonight, Eric?
Cleaning car dealerships.
Cleaning car? Did you wear a mask? I mean, did you inhale anything?
I stripped the floor last night, so I inhaled a lot of stripper last night.
Well, okay. All right. Well, did you feel lightheaded at all today?
I just had a bit of a headache when I woke up.
Okay. Well, I hope you feel better. Go ahead, make your point on Harbaugh.
I just want to say he's 0-8, and since he's been in Michigan for the bowl game, so he can go on, man. I don't care if that guy's suspended forever. He's a good recruiter, but he's just like Mac Brown. He recruits, and he's just like an average coach.
Yeah, well, I think all things considered, win or lose, as I've said quite a few times already, I think he's gone. I think he's going to be moving on to the NFL. And I know we all heard the reports today that, well, first of all, the Big Ten basically said, listen, we are looking into suspending this man, and we just have to see what takes place. And we also heard a report that Jim Harbaugh is going to get ready to take legal action, try to file an injunction to continue coaching the team if there is a suspension that comes down. I think he's just buying time to finish out this season and move on to the NFL. So I hear you, Eric, from Texas. And listen, man, when you stripping them floors, man, you better wear a mask. Don't smell them fumes, man. Whatever you're doing, come on the radio asking me ridiculous questions like that. If the Ravens go to the Super Bowl, are we wasting our time by watching? Come on, man. We can do better than that. 855-212-4CBS. Tim is calling from Portland. What's up, Tim?
Hey, what's going on, JR? Trying to cook this food while I talk to you.
What you making?
I just want to do a...
Well, no, stop. What you making?
Right now, I am rocking a T-bone steak, and I got a grilled cheese on the grill behind me. Just doing it for the people, you know. I got a club sandwich coming up next.
Wait. You're a chef?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I was like, you making all this stuff, a T-bone, a grilled cheese. Okay. I will go ahead, Sam.
I am such a huge fan of the show that there are oftentimes where I'll be mid-entree, and I'll be like, nah, I've got to weigh in on this now. Hold on, mashed potatoes. You got to wait. Yeah. Anyway, I wanted to come to Caleb's defense a little bit, Caleb Williams. I was talking to Shep a little bit while we were before I got in talking to you, and I wanted to bring up just the fact that, you know, when a young man is at the ultimate moment and they face that loss, it's kind of a tough thing. I don't know if this is a factual thing, but I feel like in basketball and in football, it might be a little bit more pronounced, just more physical. There's more exhaustion involved. But I come back to Kobe when they lost to the Spurs in 2003. If you're a Laker fan and you're my age, I'm 53, everybody remembers that interview that he gave on the court. He talked about working himself to exhaustion in the offseason. I also wanted to bring up that I'm a huge fan of the fight game, and boxers and MMA fighters are some of the most cryingest athletes.
Yeah, notorious. Yes.
You know, so I just wanted to, I just feel like there is a kind of a macho way of looking at things. And you can't be out there just crying willy-nilly, but I heard somebody earlier on in the day, and I won't mention who it is, I'm a big fan, but they were saying that, you know, if this loss affects him this much, it's, you know, who knows what he's going to do in the NFL. That's not fair. I mean,
he's 21 years old. People grow, people change. Like, he's a kid.
You.
Like, give him a break.
Thank you. And you know, this is not if you're following Williams' career arc at all, I mean, he's just an amateur, but he came back specifically to at least compete for the big game. He turned down, I mean, he'd be already set for life had he not done that. He certainly would have been the number one last year. He might not be the number one, a la Matt Leinart. Same kind of decision making there. And so I kind of feel like in that moment, it's okay to be expressive.
Well, we know this, and thank you, Tim, for calling from Portland. Appreciate you.
Definitely, man.
Keep on cooking. Send some. Don't we have your – you gave Shep the restaurant a couple weeks ago, right?
Yes, sir, I did. Come on through.
Yeah, now I got to get out to Portland soon. Thank you, Tim, for calling. Maybe I go before winter's up. I don't know. Oh, crap. When does winter end? In March? Right?
March, when the groundhog comes up.
What?
Technically,
no.
March 21st is when spring is awakening, yes.
Why did you bring up that fat rat? Like, what's that have to do with anything?
Any excuse to work in a Bill Murray film.
Isn't that a load of crap about that stupid rat that Puxatawny Phil?
Oh, I was about to say, JR, you piss off a lot of people if you said a bunch of crap in a Bill Murray film. Yeah, there's some falsehoods to that. I agree.
So what happens? This stupid rat comes out of a hole.
Well, groundhog.
And if it sees its shadow, it's more winter. And how that goes?
Correct. Yes.
Does it know about global warming too, or what?
I don't know. Maybe it should have Al Gore on speed dial. Who knows?
You think that rat talks to Al Gore
through the internet?
Yeah. Where's Al Gore been? I haven't seen him in a minute.
You know what? If he's Joe Biden or Donald Trump, maybe he plans on running near 80. So, you know.
How old is Al Gore right now? 83? Oh, my God.
Al Gore is younger. He's younger than W. I remember that. I remember him being younger than George W. Bush. W. Bush was
1946. Oh, my God. Al Gore
Can I tell me? Can I tell me? If I had to guess, what? I want to say he's younger than Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is 46. Not age 46, year 46. So Al Gore, I'm guessing, is 73.
Oh, he's a young and spry 75.
Wow. Oh, looking good.
Yeah, young. Well, I see him once every 3 years telling me to save the earth. So.
Let me tell you something, JR. Yeah. There's a lot of people listening to you right now that believe Gore should have won that presidency with the popular vote.
Yo, bro, what are we doing? You want to take me back? Let's go back 40 years while we're at it.
Well, those were the days where Chads came into play. We remember those Chads.
The hanging and chat. Well, thank you for taking us back, Chef.
No problem, JR. That's what I'm here for.
I'm just talking about groundhogs, and you reminding us about hanging Chads and Bush. Well,
simpler times, JR.
Were they?
Yes, well, absolutely. You know what's going on the internet these days. Of course those were simpler, more prolific
times. Simpler times is take me back to a rotary phone, okay?
Fair enough.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I can assure you there will be no crying here, not tonight. We'll leave that to Caleb Williams. I got no problem with him crying. If he could throw touchdowns, who cares what he can do? Go cry some more. 855-212-4CBS. And then, we'll do this too. Since that guy wanted to call up and talk about the Ravens, if they go to the Super Bowl, then Lamar Jackson, Ravens will automatically win. We'll talk about two teams that had some solid statement victories. We'll talk about some winners. Talk about the Eagles. Talk about the Chiefs had to go out to Germany to pick up a victory. Man, the Chiefs got a defense now. How about that? Times have changed. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. How you doing? Nice to talk to you. I've been locked into you ever since I got SiriusXM Satellite.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. This is kind of interesting. You know, there are too many times that we're going to talk about women's basketball. I think that's going to be changing over the next few years. Obviously, there's a lot of interest right now. You got the Caitlin Clarks and the Angel Reeses, and we saw how that went last year. LSU walking away with the national championship. Tonight, opening night of the season, LSU loses, right? Angel Reese is still there. They picked up Haley Van Lilith. I mean, most people maybe not familiar with her. And they lose to Colorado. 92-78, and it's just opening game. It's game one. Maybe they weren't ready. Maybe they were reading the press clippings. Maybe Angel Reese is too big of a star. But listen, folks, it's just one game. And I know there are going to be a lot of people hoping for LSU to get their asses kicked, you know, all over the season, especially the way that the season ended and Angel Reese rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. She's a full-blown celebrity. You could actually say that Angel Reese is probably a bigger name than the vast majority of players in the WNBA. I mean, if we didn't just finish up with the WNBA Finals and Asia Wilson, I'd probably say Angel Reese today is probably more well-known in the country than Asia Wilson. And that's just based off of everything that happened earlier this year on the road to the championship and the you can't see me gesture. They took an L today. Let's see how LSU bounces back. We got a long way to go through the rest of the basketball season. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls. One of our prior callers asked me about the Ravens and Lamar and who's the best in the NFC, who's the best in the AFC. And so we'll get there. Especially as the Chiefs made a statement against the Dolphins. And then we could say the same thing with the Eagles and them Cowboys. What a shock, right? Let's go ahead and talk to Freddie, calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, 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 yo. How you doing?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind, Freddie?
Man, let me tell you, this was on my mind. The first thing popped in my mind. The coach for the Las Vegas Raiders. My question is,
the new one or the old one?
Oh, come on, man. You know we're talking about the new one. I mean, we could talk about the old one, too, because you say Belichick.
But... I don't know. That's why I asked you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Antonio Pierce.
You know what? Yeah, Antonio Pierce. I was thinking about, especially that you brought up that the Washington football team should fire Ron Rivera. What do you think will be the future of the offensive coordinator who's been getting looked over for being a head coach in the NFL?
Eric Bieniemy?
Man, listen, I'm so glad you're on my team because these names they slip in my mind and you write down
okay.
on it, bro. You
it's okay.
Job, right?
I think if the GM goes, and I don't see Eric Bieniemy sticking around, I think that's a tough thing to hand out. If you bring in a new GM, typically the new GM is going to want to bring in his own coach. The new coach is going to want to have its own offensive coordinator. So Eric Bieniemy might be bouncing around again. That's just my guess.
Okay. And that'd be terrible, man. That'd be terrible.
Life in NFL. He's getting a check.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Now, it's funny you said that. He's getting a check. I think
hey,
it is.
Hey, Freddie, hold on. Freddie, you got the radio playing in the background. Are you listening to us?
No, the radio was on, but I have no idea I wasn't listening to the radio. I'm listening to you on my phone. I just turned it all the way down.
Well, it was on. What's your last point, Freddie? I got more people here.
Okay, my last point is, I'll make it simple. Hopefully I get another chance next time, but my last point is, man, you do an excellent job.
Well, thank you, Freddie. Hey, shout-outs for listening on a WWL, okay? You take it easy.
Yes, sir.
All right, shout-outs to Freddie. That was a nice last point. Thank you, Freddie. Charles is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind, man?
I want to talk Florida State football, if I can.
Go for it. I haven't sat down and really watched this. They beat LSU. Go for it.
Oh, so Florida State's been cruising all season. They're undefeated. They had a tough game against Pitt on Saturday. Both of their top wide receivers were out, so it was definitely a struggle offensively for them. Defense showed up. The running game showed up, and Jordan Travis thankfully showed up. My question to you is, Florida State really only has really one quality win, which was LSU back on the opening weekend of the season, which LSU, as we all know, has gone downhill over the past several months. So I guess my question is, does Florida State have to win out, be undefeated, and win the ACC championship, which they're already – with the win against Pitt, they already slotted themselves into the ACC championship. They have two tough games left against out of the three, I believe, are Miami. Then they play Northern Alabama, and then they play Florida. Do they have to win out, be undefeated, and win the ACC championship in order to be in the college football playoff conversation?
Well, listen, man. Saturdays, I'm on the air in New York City on WFAN. So I'm not going to fool you and tell you that I'm sitting around watching every single college football game. I have a cursory understanding of what's going on. I haven't necessarily felt strongly about Florida State. I can't sit here and tell you what they need to do to go ahead and take on the college football playoff or to actually go ahead and get in. I believe that one of the Pac-12 schools is going to go ahead and jump in front of Florida State. They'd have to go ahead and just slaughter everybody else to kind of maintain that fourth and final spot. I mean, whether or not they even stay in the top four tomorrow when the next rankings come out, it wouldn't shock me or surprise me if Washington jumped ahead of them. But then you think about as the points that Washington gave up against USC, maybe not. But let's be real. Is Florida State winning the national championship? Do you think they are?
No, I don't. Especially if they become if they end up getting into the college football playoff, and I believe it's still four this year, right? It's not expand to eight till next year, right?
It's correct. It's still four this year.
So even if they win, even if they get in and they're
losing
a fourth spot, they'll have to play Georgia.
Yes, and I'm not necessarily putting them in TCU go into the college football playoff and get smacked category. But look, man, Florida State, it's nice that they're there. No, I don't think anybody expected them to be in this spot, but they're just there, and they ain't winning at all. So I haven't necessarily put too much thought into them, Charles. Why did you go to Florida State? Did you go to Tallahassee?
No, I did not. But growing up in South Jersey, the only games that were on Saturdays, because the closest college that we had that had a big time program was Rutgers. They weren't on Saturdays. So on Saturdays, we always caught the Florida State game. So, like, I grew up watching guys like Charlie Ward and Deion Sanders and all those guys from the mid-90s. So that's how I became a Florida State fan.
Okay. Well, no, listen, you talk about Deion and Charlie Ward, not too bad. Charlie Ward, middling NBA point guard. Charles, appreciate you, man. Don't waste too much of your time watching them Seminoles, okay?
No, don't say that. But
I'm
okay.
Saying it. It's nice that they're here where they are, but I'm not expecting.
I have a Charlie Ward signed jersey. When
how much is it? How much is it? From where?
When I have a Charlie Ward Florida State signed jersey, and it actually has the picture of him. It says Charlie Ward Heisman Trophy winner, and it has his number on it. So that's like one of my prized possessions. So it's in a shadow box hanging in my son's room. So
beautiful. We'll pass it down generation and generation. Okay, Charles?
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate you for calling from Baltimore. Somebody has a Charlie Ward Knicks jersey somewhere.
Who?
It's in their closet.
Gotcha. By the way, JR, yes. CFP messing up by making it 12 Ooh, teams. The college football playoff. It should have gone to 8, but they're going to 12, unfortunately.
Listen, man, if they had it their way, they'd expand more, but there's no way to do it.
That's a fair point, too. But you got to go 8 or 16. You can't make it 12, in my opinion.
It's all built for controversy, and people argue. People will argue tomorrow when the next rankings come out. And it's just, like, he's calling and asking me about Florida State. Listen, I see the highlights. I know they ain't winning nothing. It's a bunch of waste of time for everybody to think that they're involved, so. And even with Georgia, I have no idea what they're doing without Brock. I already found it tough for them to go out there and repeat. Who the hell wins 3 in a row? It's not how things go. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. I'll get some more of your calls. On the other side, we'll talk about some winners. We'll talk about the Chiefs and the Eagles. Maybe we see them in a Super Bowl again. Plus your calls here on CBS Sports Radio.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat when one of the guests is found dead. Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
This holiday season, ask for concert and comedy tickets. Create your wish list at LiveNation.com. Choose from thousands of the hottest shows, including Chelsea Handler, Doja Cat, Jonas Brothers, New Kids on the Block, Niall Horan, Tim McGraw, and more. Just sign in, add your favorite shows, and send a helpful hint to family and friends. It's never been easier to get what you want. An unforgettable night out with your favorite artists. Create your wish list today at LiveNation.com/wishlist.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.